Well, hello, everybody. Happy Sunday. Welcome to episode 72 of 90 Minute Life. You're joined, as always, by your hosts, me, Paul Petrowski, and my brother, Josh. Say hello, Josh.
Hello, Josh.
Hello, Josh.
that's the rules. That's how it has to be.
Yeah, hopefully you've all had everyone's had a good weekend and stuff. We've got, this will be our playoff recap episode, and then our lead up into the Canadian Premier League finals.
Yeah.
So it should be good. Lots of heartache and disappointment to talk about, but also lots of other fun stuff too. At least I think it's fun.
Yeah.
Once we got past all the heartache and bull crap, we're able to deliver an episode.
Yeah. And I guess, there's not too much heartache of...
No, I'm mind, just... I'm
depending
just
upon, mind you, unless you're a supporter.
Well,
of
yeah, I guess depends
York
upon
or,
who you
depends
cheer
on
for.
Who you cheer for.
Yeah.
But we are up to the finals, and the two teams that are in the finals are booked and ready, and that happens next weekend on the 28th. And where would you like to start? What do you want to start
we may
with?
As well. Let's kind of start with the beginning of the playoffs because, pardon me, we haven't really recapped anything, and we kind of do this on purpose, being like, how come you guys? Because someone did ask. So there was a playoff game. The semifinals were played yesterday at ATCO Field in Calgary here, and someone did ask me that listens to our podcast, like, oh, how come you guys haven't done one yet in the playoffs? And just so to answer that question, hopefully they're listening to this episode. We kind of did that on purpose, and we realized that maybe the smarter thing to do was ready, but it worked out in our favor to wait until now just because of work schedules and personal lives and other stuff. It was just easier for us to record today.
Yeah.
And then kind of do a whole big thing.
Yeah.
So that's why we haven't done one yet.
Yeah. Figured might as well just recap all the playoffs, which,
And we get it because, now we're going to be talking about old news, and 99.9% of you probably already know what, you guys already know, but
that's okay.
Yeah.
That's all right.
You get to hear us talk about it instead of fancy people. I don't know how else to put it.
Yeah.
Not that we're not fancy, but we're not fancy.
Yeah. We're fancy enough. I don't know. Who knows?
Maybe not. Yeah, who cares?
Yeah. Anyways.
Let's start off with the first playoff game, and that was way back in the beginning, pretty much like the first-ish week of October. It was October 11th. It was Pacific. They were playing at home hosting York, York United. And I know I'll say that
the play didn't match the outcome. There's a phrase in there somewhere, and I think we might be missing it. But either way, the outcome of the match was that Pacific won.
1-0.
However, man, it was, it was kind of York's game. So it's...
I was going for, and no disrespect yet to Pacific and Pacific supporters and fans and whatnot. But yeah, they barely walked out of that game with a win,
Yeah.
and I was very surprised and surprised. Jeez. I guess they won in true playoff fashion, which is they just ground out
They
like a garbage goal. Or I don't want to say garbage. It was a good goal, but it was not a pretty goal. I'll say that.
it
They got a
was
not pretty goal, and then boom, that's all it took.
gritty. Like they both teams, like it was, both teams kind of wanted it. And credit to York, they were throwing everything. There was even
I would say that, like,
that sweet bicycle kick
if anyone
right at
did
the
watch
end.
that game, like, I know the game that I watched, it was all York. Like, York to me
Yeah.
played like they wanted it more. They played like the team that were like, you know what, we're going to go in here and we're going to kick some ass.
Well,
Maybe.
they kind of had to though. Like it was for York, it was a this might be our last game. And I mean same thing with Pacific, but it's
Yeah,
like
same thing with Pacific,
but
but.
York were it's the fifth place Cinderella story of like, man, we got here but and they got in fifth by the skin of their teeth. With some help from Ottawa and that, but so they made it in the fifth, and it was like, well, we gotta just look. We're here. What do we have to lose? Unfortunately, they didn't win the match, but they went out. They put their hearts out on that field, and
Yeah.
credit to Pacific. They did. They ground out that win, and it was enough to see them through to the semifinals. But man, it was. It was a very like I'll say like it's that set the tone for the playoffs of like it was a good game like despite who you were cheering for, like it was a good game. I was entertained from minute one. So
I don't know how, like, I guess. If I was a Pacific supporter, I would walk out of there ultimately being like, it doesn't matter. We got the win. Who cares? But then, I don't know, 90% of me would have been like, wow, they almost maybe didn't deserve to win that game.
well.
At least I think so. I know it. All that matters. I get it.
I guess the
All that
result is
matters at
all
the
that
end of the day
matters.
is the
All that
result.
matters.
But
Yeah.
still,
But
like, they.
it was the win where you're just like, man, if they play like, okay, so they barely won. If they play like that again, they're going to get their ass kicked.
Yeah,
You know what I
that's
mean?
exactly like, wow, like you
It's
guys.
like, holy shit. So, but yeah, Pacific made it through and York, sadly,
York
or
goes home,
that was
unfortunately.
it.
York goes home.
You give them all credit to York. They had a very interesting season. We'll do another episode once the finals are finished off. We'll do a let's look forward at, maybe we'll do like an each club look ahead type of an episode. And
I think so. Yeah.
it's a little bit of a spoiler for that. I think I'm positive on York. But
Oh, I mean, I guess like really what kept York in that game was the missed chances. So I guess York were almost like cavalry in the sense of they fired everything they could, but balls too high, balls too wide.
yeah.
They hit the crossbar, what, twice?
Oh, maybe more. And there
Maybe
is that the
like
game where it had that one screaming shot
Oh yeah,
right at the
the
crossbar and that.
boom.
Man, you felt that all the way over here, and it was like, holy shit, the walls just shook from that one. Like it was if it was inches below, it would have blasted a hole right through the back of the net. So, like it was a rocket.
Like if Gazdov got in the way of that thing, he would have gotten a
Oh,
ball to the face.
that's a if
Like
he
that would have hurt.
that's the if you take that ball into the chest, you might have a broken rib or something. Like,
Like that was it. So they were unlucky in the sense that they hit the
yeah.
crossbar, I'll say a minimum of twice because there's probably more.
At least twice, yeah.
And then Gazdov,
He stepped up.
he kept them in the game.
Yeah.
He made some crucial saves when he needed to be,
Oh,
and
yeah.
that was pretty much.
But that was kind of that's what Pacific needed. And they, from the way the regular season ended going into that match, it was the time for them to be like, look, we got to come together. We made it into the playoffs, but maybe just barely. And they showed up and then they booked their flight to, in winning that game, they booked their flight to to Halifax,
Yeah.
where Halifax in third place, they were waiting for the winner of that match between fourth and fifth, which is Pacific and York United. And they were just waiting. They're just like, okay, who are we playing? And they
Yeah.
played, they hosted Pacific. So, and then I guess that leads us into day number two, Saturday, October 14th, where it was a double match day. I guess which matchup do you want to talk about first? Do you want to keep on talking about Pacific?
Yeah, may as well. We kept going on, or blah, blah, blah. We're on them, so let's keep going.
Yeah.
And again, they held on to another gritty 1-0 win.
Yeah. Shout out to Halifax. I'm pretty sure they sold that game out. And I'm pretty sure like the in every seat in that house was packed and everybody's wearing their HFX gear shirts and kits and scarves. And so like that was cool that they like that's the one great thing about Halifax. Like they have such a good like when we get into the epi when we get to that future episode of maybe the look ahead of teams, I'm really excited to talk about Halifax, both the team and the city, because yeah, two
And
thumbs up to both of those, the team and the city of Halifax.
then one thing that I want to mention, and I think it'll be a little bit of a constant, only because they played three games, one of them being the game that we'll talk about yesterday, but two playoff games. And the one player that I kind of want to mention off of Pacific is Easton Ongaro.
Oh, yeah.
You've got a giant number nine, or for a number nine, you've got a
He's
giant.
pretty
Like,
tall,
you've
yeah.
got like a 6'3", whatever he is, tall
Yeah.
number nines. Like, he's your out and out striker, and it's just I'm speechless a little bit because two playoff games. So I watched both those games,
Yeah, same.
and it was. I personally I like Easton Ungaro, and I was excited that he came back from like I'm not going to look at him right now, or but I believe like it was like 2022. He was on like three different teams on loan, and then finally got to and then got signed with Pacific,
Yeah.
and it was nice to see him back in the Canadian Premier League.
Formerly of FC Edmonton, if I do believe. From
Yes,
the
he was
way
hard.
back.
Yeah,
From
from the long, long ago.
the yeah.
From the before
From
times
the
and the long,
before
long
times.
ago. And yeah, that was two
He was quiet,
at that point. Two,
unfortunately.
yeah, he's quiet.
Yeah.
I find he defends more than he runs forward. And it's just,
It helps that he is
I,
that
and,
tall. He can defend when he needs to. But man, yeah, just when he's.
and, and I think they utilize him maybe, or at least I think he thinks, oh man, shit, I'm really not getting much going forward. Okay, I guess I gotta like defend. And that goes into tactics and game stuff, and
Yeah.
we
Well,
don't need to
he's a
go
good
in. We
player,
don't
so
need to go into that. So yeah, he's a good player,
shout out to
and I'm
Easton
just.
Ungaro. He's good, even though he's not. I mean, we could make a whole episode out of why he's not getting some goals. It's either service from the midfield or something, or it's, I don't know, miscommunication. Who knows? Like
But then,
that's maybe for
yeah.
other podcasts.
Well, and we'll
But
continue that for and. The Easton Ongaro story we'll carry on because
it carries over
there's
into the net
that's right.
into the game from yesterday. But then on that same day though, it was first hosting second, and it was Cavalry FC hosting Forge. And
Yeah,
there was a little bit,
Redemption Day.
yeah, there was a little bit of bleed over where we're in line getting in because we were at that game, obviously, going to Cavalry. And we're kind of keeping up on the score line a bit. It was happening live at the same time. So, but
I was watching it on my phone when I could.
yeah,
Yeah,
nice. But yeah, that game was for Cavalry fans, it got us a little bit, it got me a little bit scared. I'll speak for myself. It's like Cavalry didn't win that game, and I was nervous going in, and I was twice as nervous leaving. I'm like,
so friggin'
uh-oh.
in true Cavalry versus Forge at ATCO Field, Spruce Meadows, Forge walked out of there winning 2-1.
Yeah, it's just, and it was a little bit not super worrisome because in this playoff format, the teams of like first and second in that matchup, there's an out where if you lose, it's not a one and done. I mean, it is because the winner goes to the final, but then the loser just goes whoosh, right into the semifinals.
Yeah, which is not
So
bad,
it's so and it,
thankfully.
you know, we'll talk about that game a little later here, but.
But for everyone who saw me there, there's a couple people that saw me there, Portsmouth, and then if lost, return to 108. Oh man, I was cursing up a storm after that game. I
Yeah.
don't think I said, cunt so much than after that game. Now we're officially rated R, because I think it doesn't matter how many fucks you get. Once you say that one, it's like,
Yeah.
boom, that's it.
You get one fuck, but you don't get any cunts.
Well, there we go. Now we go.
Yeah.
And oh, I was just,
We were
of
just
course,
we yeah,
of course.
it had to be that way. It
Yes.
had to be. And it was just, man, like these are you could literally seeing this like epic book being written in front of us, and like this is the climax of like the sec of the first act where, you know, the hero, I'm not okay, let's say the in a book or a play or something, you will call it the protagonist, the hero. I'm not saying that's cavalry. I'm not calling, just saying the main character of this story, there we go. The main characters are cavalry, and they get, you know, at end of the first act, they get a little beat down. It's like, no, oh man. And that was them
Yeah.
getting beat by Forge. And it was just, we're having flashbacks to 2019, and it's like, oh no. But you know, credit to Forge, they played a they ground out a game. Yeah, they played a solid game.
Like, and of course,
You know, and assist
like we
it,
had to, we conceded an own goal.
yeah,
Like,
it was just a little bit of
don't do it at all,
unluckiness.
but in that
Yeah.
game, yeah, we conceded a, we though
That's playoff
Oh,
football.
I'm pretty sure it's weird though, and I say own goal, but and just looking over that game on Canadian Premier League's website, it says that
Oh.
Hadjipour, that was his goal, but
Oh, okay.
I'm
Maybe they're
yeah, but I'm
crediting
certain
the Forge player.
that was a Jesse Daly own goal. It was off a corner and it went off Jesse Daly's head.
So maybe they're listing it as like he deflected it and then into a Forge player, maybe. Who knows? Either way, it doesn't, if it's an own goal or not an own goal.
Cause I'm like, well, why? Well, that was just like, once I found out it was an own goal, I'm like, oh,
Of course
of
it.
course, of course, of
But
course, it's an own goal.
despite that though, like I mean, so we left that game a little bit disappointed, but I wasn't low on Cavalry. Like they didn't play bad.
No, they didn't play bad at all.
I'll give them credit. Like again, I was entertained and maybe a little, I'm obviously a little biased to Cavalry. They're our team, but it's not like it was a bad performance from Cavalry. Like they showed up to play. It's just however you want to, whatever reasons you want to give of why they didn't connect with it. When at least they didn't, you know, give away a clean sheet. Cavalry managed to get a goal, so that was good.
Yeah.
Which I'll take that. Like it wasn't a bad performance, but it was maybe a bit of a re-up on the humbleness of soccer, of footy, where maybe they needed that last little dose of humbleness to be like, don't forget, I know you guys just lifted a trophy a few weeks ago, but hey, like this is,
Man.
you can still be humbled.
And
So.
that's how, and that's, sorry, and also, yeah, exactly. And I'm just searching that up again, man, because this whole entire time, I'm like, that was an own goal by Jesse Daly. And now, of course, and I even saw it listed as an own goal.
So maybe
And then now it's
now it's
not, and then now
changed.
it's, well, yeah, and then now it's changed. Well, oh well,
Either way.
own goal or not, it was just, when I saw that happen, I was just like, yep, of course.
Yeah. But yeah, so it was just one of those things where we're like, shit. It's just it the out. There is a couple outs though. Like leaving that game, it's not like we were kicking over fences or anything, because it's one, it just meant that we had to take the long road to the finals where we have to go to the semis. But two, the entire thing is they've already booked a CONCACAF spot with, and they've already won some silverware with the winning the league, finishing first with that Canadian Premier League shield. They booked a CONCACAF Champions Cup. So it's not like we don't get a prize at the end of the season. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was a bummer for sure, but it's like, well, you know, I mean, they've gotten a prize. We got what we wanted, like at the beginning of the season on episodes of this podcast. You know, we were wanting to see Cavalry play CONCACAF, and we get that. Whether or not what happens at the finals, it doesn't matter. Cavalry will go to the CONCACAF Champions Cup.
That's true. And I did say, you know what, all I wanted was CONCACAF.
That's
in
right.
In any which way that we could get it.
That's right.
That's what I wanted. And
we get that.
And we get that. And I guess I'll admit, though, like after being that, you know, being at Echo Field on the day that Cavalry got to lift the, well, I'm going to say it wrong again.
Canadian Premier League Shield.
I got to look at my t-shirt.
We got like, that shirt. Yeah, it was a nice shirt.
The Canadian Premier League Shield. Hey,
I got teary-eyed on that field, man. It was a beautiful thing to watch. Like
after storming the pitch and after having fun and having that moment with all the supporters and the foot soldiers and the team,
yeah.
Even though they're just there and we didn't really 1,000% get to celebrate with them, but we were there and it was nice.
You don't really get
an opportunity, or you don't know how many opportunities that you'll have with that. So it was really, really nice.
Yeah.
But then right after, I got greedy. Yeah. And I was just like, "Wow, shit! Now I want more. Now I do want to win the North Star.
Oh, for sure.
Or the North Star Cup.
North Star Cup. I'm not
North Star Cup.
That's right. Oh yeah, for sure. That's me too. Like I'm saying all that just setting the stage of, you know, all things in context. We got what we wanted, but at the same time, it's like, but hey, we have a chance to get more. Like let's get the rest. You know, don't take the foot off the gas now.
So, yeah.
But the loss of that game just meant that we had another game to watch with the semifinals. So Pacific beating Halifax, they advanced to the semifinals. Cavalry losing to Forge, that sent them to the semifinals. So it was a semifinal win and you're in, Cavalry versus Pacific. And that was yesterday.
Yep.
Saturday, October 21st. I had to double check. I was like, what day is it again? Oh, yeah. It's the day after.
loser goes home.
Loser goes home.
Winner goes to the finals.
That's right.
And that was you can say the score.
You sure?
Sure.
Okay. Well, Cavalry won 2-1 against Pacific, and it was a heck of a game. Like it was like Cavalry, like they played almost they played similarly against Forge, but they just played they found another gear and they just played such a great version of the game that they've been playing all year. Like it was Cavalry. It's not like they didn't do anything that they haven't done, which was good. Like what I mean is by this time they've found their soccer identity and they played a very good version of it. And it was enough to get through Pacific that day. And it was a really good game, like for Cavalry.
Cavalry's a pretty, like I don't want to use the word hot-headed. What's another way of saying hot-headed?
Emotional.
We're an emotional team. And it's really easy to almost, or I don't want to say really easy. Sometimes it can be a little easy to like push our buttons, like to push Cavalry's buttons.
Well,
where you can draw them into something.
No team.
I think it happens a lot at Echo Field on purpose. We see it.
Yeah. Like no team is perfect and Cavalry's not perfect either. And maybe that's like, I think we've talked about that before, like for better or for worse.
Our one game where we played like a little bit of assholes was in Ottawa.
I'm just saying, like
Yeah.
the Cavalry, like for better or for worse, they're an emotional team. They play, their hearts are kind of on their sleeves, and that just, hey, that can be good and bad. I think the good of that is just it's they can draw as fans. Like for me, they very much draw me in, and I wanna be around them. They're kind of like emotional magnets. I don't know if that makes any sense, but just, and maybe that's me kind of being like an emotional guy, but I think that's one of the things. That's so it's what I love about Cavalry, but it's not to say that it can't be, exploited by other teams. Like it can happen where someone can come up to you and push you a little too bit, poke the same spot over and over, and then you end up doing something and then you're like, oh no, right after you do it, you're like, shit, that wasn't a good idea. Fuck.
What I do like is the fact that, and I will put it this way on purpose, I do like the fact that when teams do play Cavalry, especially here, they play way different in a way that's just like, oh fuck, we gotta play Cavalry now. Oh shit, we gotta up our game.
Well,
Because
yeah, like Cavalry.
so I do like teams in a way play, sometimes they play better
Yeah,
when they play Cavalry, because they know that, well, Cavalry and Forge doesn't matter. Like, it's just those are like those two teams have been the top two teams in the CPL since the beginning. And then lately, Ottawa and even Pacific have like jumped up.
hey,
Pacific,
look
they
at.
won.
I was gonna say, look at
They've won a championship. So.
Pacific have got a championship under their belt. So like they're not a team that if you underestimate them, they will make you regret that. Let's talk about them. So East, let's continue the Eastern Ongaro talk then, because
Yeah, so then now with like seeing him again, and we when they were at our end, watching the set pieces and watching where he is, and I'm like, you got this giant number nine. I don't know why. Get high balls into the box. I don't like that's my football nerd talking. Like, get high balls into the box so you can get him some service. And
yeah, like he didn't, he was
no,
like,
like
he
you just.
wasn't, he was quiet in the sense of like he didn't get a goal. He not maybe for like a lack of trying or a lack of position. It seemed like he was trying to be there or trying to get there, or he was there, but shots
Just
weren't coming,
service
service
not
wasn't
coming his
coming his
way.
way.
Yeah.
Like we could do a whole thing on that, and maybe we'll do in a future episode of some when we maybe go some. Go like team by team, future speculation type of a thing, but
Well,
that's
you said that we're gonna do that episode about,
like after
going forward
sometime
into
after the
next
finals.
season.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's
So we'll
that's where we can maybe continue the Easton Ongaro
yeah, just I've got some
discussion. And it
thoughts
was.
of Easton Ongaro. I
But
guess
just I'm a fan of his.
he's good.
Now,
Yeah.
ultimately, I don't want him to score against Cavalry.
No. Yeah. Obviously, like the outcome of the game was Cavalry won, and we were obviously that's the outcome I wanted. But this was the I liked how Tommy Wilson Jr. put it of it's we're getting into like Halloween season, spooky season, and we buried a ghost because
Well, yeah, we finally got a playoff win at
well
ATCO Field.
it was maybe a bit of a revenge from 2021 where at ATCO Field, Pacific beat Cavalry in the semifinals and booked their ticket to the final. And
Yeah.
that was in 20. They then went on in 2021 to win the final against Forge. They beat them 1-0. So, and that was at Hamilton, I do believe. That was at Tim
Yeah.
Hortons Field. So, because I guess going into this final, in every final, the home. There hasn't been a home team that's won it yet. So,
That's so weird.
yeah, spoiler alert, Forge has been in every final. Forge,
Well, yeah.
there you go. Like, Forge have won it 3 out of 4 years, and they've been in every one of those finals. And that includes this year. Like,
Yeah.
they beat Cavalry. That's how Cavalry ended up in the semis, because, we already mentioned it, but Forge beat Cavalry to get there. So they were looking at this game going, well, who's winning? Who are we fighting? for the North Star Cup here, and it's the long-awaited rematch of 2019. Forge versus Cavalry. So Saturday, October 28th, the finals of the Canadian Premier League of season 5, Forge versus Cavalry at Tim Hortons Field. It's a storyline, like it's one of the biggest rivalries in the Canadian Premier League. Part of that is because of 2019. But it's also the last. These are the last. I know we've mentioned it before, but Tommy Wooden Jr. and Bobby Smyrniotis, coach of Forge, last two original coaches. They were there in 2019, and they're still here in 2023. So like, it's a rematch of 2019, and it's only. I feel like it's if. Cavalry can get a win next weekend. It's like they lifted in 2019. Forge lifted that shield on ACCO Field, so now it's our turn to like maybe get a win next weekend and get the North Star Cup on their field. I don't know. Just
If I would have, I mean, I'll take it any way we can get it, whatever.
would have been great to lift it here, but hey.
If any team deserves to spoil their party, I
I
think it's
think it's
Cavalry.
think it's Cavalry, yeah.
Yeah.
With the season that they've had this year, like
Like,
and
it doesn't
just
feel as much if like Halifax beat Forge in Hamilton. As big as that,
oh, that'd be
any
huge.
I'll guess any team beating Forge in Hamilton, just
Oh, it's
Forge
huge.
are the best team.
Yeah,
Not
Forge.
this year they weren't, but just consistently through 5 years, there are three championships,
They're like the top,
answer
yeah.
that, yeah.
Maybe
So
not.
any team that can come out of there, like Pacific did it,
That's right. Any team that's going to go to Hamilton for a final
Or
and take
any
it.
home stadium. I guess I'll say any home stadium. Like
Yeah.
Forge came to our ground again, like in that first game, and like they came out on top again. Like, so it's weird how playoff attitude, it's almost like home field advantage doesn't matter.
Well, yeah, like not
Ish.
ish.
Yeah.
I'll say, yeah, like not in the Canadian Premier League, maybe necessarily. Like for playoffs, anyways. For playoffs, every final has been won. Forge have kind of lifted shields across the Canadian Premier League, but not at Tim Hortons
Yeah,
Field.
doesn't give a shit where they go. They're just like, oh fuck, we're gonna win.
That's
Like,
credit to Forge. They win. Like they're.
and there's things to go either side. Obviously, so for Forge, they're gonna play with a little bit of gusto. It's your last game of the year. They're not, well, potentially you're not in CONCACAF, potentially. So I mean, friggin', you don't play until next potentially don't play until next April, May, or I'm not counting preseason. Like you're
So,
going into.
Cavalry beating Pacific, Cavalry beating Pacific, and then Cavalry going to Forge for the final. Officially, Forge are playing the they're in CONCACAF next year as well.
Oh yeah, I completely forgot about that.
Yeah,
That's right. Yeah, they
so
would be.
regardless of what happens next weekend, it's Cavalry and Forge are in CONCACAF next season. So,
Well, if we win the double, Pacific,
no,
didn't
goes
they? Oh no! Oh yeah, wait. Sorry, Forge
Forge
was second.
because they were
Forge was
second.
second.
Yeah.
Never mind. I for some reason I thought Pacific was. Yeah, that's right.
Because
Yeah,
if
Forge. It
Pacific
goes to the
had,
second place team.
that's right, because if Pacific had won, and then if they were to win the final, they get that spot.
They get CONCACAF.
But because
Okay,
they're
yeah. So I
elim but
guess.
because they're eliminated, Cavalry beating them in the semifinals, it Forge will now always be second place, which
That's right.
means, well, I don't mean
So yeah.
always. That was almost a little mean, but Forge can't finish
Fucking
lower than
hell, they
second.
get CONCACAF next year. God damn it.
So it just means that we could potentially meet them.
That's right. I completely whoosh right over my head. I forgot about that.
Hey, I only know that because
So
I just read it like maybe 45 minutes, maybe an hour ago.
I guess then All right, so you don't play till late February, March, whenever you potentially play
Somewhere in
in
there,
the
yeah.
CONCACAF Champions Cup. So, but still, that's some time. I mean, you go out tomorrow, friggin' balls out. You got your home. So I guess to continue my thought, you got the home crowd behind you. Doesn't matter how many Cavalry fans make it for the away trip. You're going to have a stadium packed full of your own fans. So that's good. But then for Cavalry's Edge, you have the chip on your shoulder of, hey,
This is
we're the
2019.
this is the David Goliath again. We're David, Forge being Goliath.
Yeah.
So you've got that added, like, oh, now we have to go even harder than they are, because they're going to have, they know
This,
they have all
yeah.
the things that I just mentioned.
Yeah.
So now they're going to go in and be like, well, fuck, we got to just go out there, balls out, and just
This is
fucking take it to them.
you can't even write this story. The storyline of this game is so like it's almost quite it's like the perfect confluence of events. This is 5 years of storylines in the making to get here. Even this season, but like there's so many different storylines and dangling story threads of movies long past going into this game of like this is okay, you know what next weekend's final is? This is, I'm going to compare this to the Marvel Cinematic Universe, to the MCU. This is Infinity War. This is Avengers Infinity War, where you've got 22 movies and 10 years of buildup of all these storylines and little breadcrumbs of story here and there, and it's all coming to a head in this game. This is a 5-year story finally coming to an end. Coming out of this, we're going to be in a post season 5 landscape, which is going to be different because there's new tournaments and there's CONCACAF and Cavalry are there. But just this is almost like the final with it being Cavalry and Forge. There's 5 years behind this match. It feels way bigger than just another Canadian Premier League final. I'm talking about, I'm getting goosebumps sitting here.
Yeah. No, like it's this is and then because we like wrestling, this is Hulk Hogan versus the Ultimate Warrior, Hulk Hogan versus Andre the Giant.
Yeah.
And then if no one likes those guys, then this would be that awesome classic cage match of Mick Foley, like Mankind Mick Foley versus the Undertaker.
Oh, yeah.
Mick Foley versus Edge. And that was it. Was it
Oh,
a cage? No,
yeah.
it was that, like, I think that was a tables, ladders, and chair match when, like,
I think so, yeah.
was that that I think the match that I'm thinking of, I think, is the one where, like, I forget what move Mick Foley, like, Mankind does on Edge, but he, like, slams him down on a bed full of tacks.
Ooh, oh no, that was, I know that happened in that cage match with the Undertaker, that Hell in a Cell match. So Mankind gets thrown through the ceiling of the cage onto the mat, and then they continue. I don't know how he got up, but then Mankind throws a bunch of nails and tacks and stuff on the thing, and then Undertaker, I'm pretty sure he
Yeah.
tombstones him right into all
Right
that
on,
stuff
right on it. Yeah, but
for
there
like
was
the
another
ninth
match and
time.
Edge got like covered
Yeah.
all in tacks too, and for some reason I just don't remember that match, but either way, it's all of those things too.
Oh, totally, yeah. This is,
What else? What other
yeah, this is like in
all those
two.
things.
Oh, okay. This is Endgame because in 2019, so spoiler alert for Avengers Infinity War and Avengers Endgame. I'm going to spoil both movies here in the next 2 minutes. So if you still haven't seen them, I don't know what to tell you.
Well,
But my
yeah,
bad. But
that's your fault.
so in 2019, it Forge versus Cavalry, Forge won. That was the inaugural season. So in that matchup, Forge was Thanos, Cavalry was Iron Man, and this is Infinity War. So in Avengers Infinity War, you have towards the end of the movie, you have on Thanos' home planet, you've got some of the Guardians of the Galaxy, you've got Tony Stark, Iron Man, and he's fighting Thanos, and there's a battle, and then almost all is lost. Iron Man's getting a shit beat out of him, and then he gets stabbed by Thanos with a blade that Thanos had ripped off of Tony Stark's armor, and then stabbed him right in the gut. and you're like, oh shit, fucking Tony Stark just got stabbed. He might die. He didn't die, spoiler alert. But Thanos ended up going on and he won that movie by he got all the Infinity Stones and then snapped half the universe to death. And that's Forge. Forge is Thanos in that storyline. So, and now in 2023, this is Avengers Endgame. This is Forge versus Cavalry again. And this is, again, at the end of that movie, you've got towards the end of that movie, it's the final battle. And it ends with Tony Stark and Thanos. And I almost don't want to say what happens because I hope it doesn't change in real life with Forge versus Cavalry. But Tony Stark ends up defeating Thanos, defeats is the hero of the day, and finally defeats Thanos and brings back the half of the universe that was snapped out, that was snapped to death. So maybe that's what this game is. Maybe Cavalry is Iron Man and Forge is still Thanos, but maybe we finally get the victory. Do you know what I mean? I don't know. Just join me on that.
Shit.
Join me on that roller coaster.
Wow. Yeah, that was quite the. Yeah. Whatever.
I guess also in Avengers Endgame, though, after that final battle, after Tony Stark defeats Thanos, Tony Stark dies. So, you know, I don't want someone to take a ball to the head and then. Like.
Oops.
Yeah, these are just movies, guys.
Well, I mean, this is the game where, you know, no career ending injuries. Don't do none of that. But,
no.
You know, maybe you dive in front of balls a lot more. You know, go in for that challenge that might hurt yourself, but not completely.
This match is just, there's 5 years. This match is 5 years in the making. And it's like,
and I want to see a fight.
I don't want to see any fights. I want to see.
I want to see a fight. Two teams deserve to just fucking go bare knuckle boxing. I think it's those guys.
It's Cavalry and Forge.
Yeah. Either at halftime or at the end. Just start bare knuckle boxing. Screw it.
But it is like a heavyweight championship though. I mean, there's almost a belt on the line. There's a cup on the line. But yeah, it's just for Cavalry to potentially, they finally have a shot at getting the finals win, it's the North Star Cup now. But who's in the way? Who's blocking the way? And it's Forge. But it has to be. It has to be Forge. It can't be anybody else, and it shouldn't be anybody else. If Cavalry's gonna lift that cup for the first time, it has to be against Forge. It makes it all that more sweeter if it's Forge that's in the way. At least I think this is 5 years in the making. You can't write this final. You can't write this without living through the last 4 years of the matchup.
Like, oh yeah, of course.
It's,
like,
oh, just, there's... man, I'm excited. I got excited talking about it.
We're probably going to go. So for all the surrounding Calgary people that are listening, we're going to be at the Ship and Anchor most likely on Saturday.
Yeah.
Kickoff is what? 3 o'clock? 4? Ah, shit.
I don't actually know.
Ah, screw off Teams. I don't want Microsoft Teams. Click the wrong thing.
I guess I can.
I got it right here. Well, 4 o'clock our time.
Oh, okay, cool.
So that would be what? Two? Oh, that's a 2 o'clock kickoff if you're
on the West Coast,
the Eastern area. No, the Eastern area. They're 2 hours. Wait, are they 2 hours?
The East is two hours ahead.
Oh shit! Yeah, that's right.
If you're on the West Coast, so if you're in British Columbia, it's 2 hours ahead of that, so it'd be two. If it's, my guess is that local Hamilton time, it would be six, I'm assuming.
Yeah, 6 o'clock. So, jeez, 6 o'clock. That's a late kick. Oh.
Well, evening, you know. You know, like the Friday night lights I mean, except it's Saturday, not Friday, but
Yeah, Saturday Night Lights, and
yeah.
though, depending, now we're going into November. It's Canada. It's
I mean, it's just about Halloween when this game is being played. It's a few days before Halloween, but I mean, we had a fair. We were there yesterday watching the game, and while it wasn't like super cold, it was definitely like put some gloves on, put a toque on. But it was quite nice though. Like I, it was,
It was very nice.
it
It was a
was,
very, it was a, it was like perfect sitting there watching
it was a
a
pleasant,
footy game. It
yeah.
wasn't hot. It wasn't cold.
It
It
was
was
a
just nice.
pleasant fall day. It was like what, maybe
Yeah.
barely 5 degrees though, 6 degrees somewhere in there.
Yeah,
I don't
somewhere
know.
around there. Yeah.
Who knows? It was under
Perfect
10.
for me. Screw heat.
Yeah, I know you don't really like the heat that much, but it was nice, even for me. Like, had a couple layers on, had a toque on. I was comfortable.
But yeah, that's gonna yeah. So we're gonna be at the Ship and Anchor on Saturday. So, say hi if you're there, or not, and fuck you. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, but I just it the just the chance of Cavalry getting the double, like it's
I don't want to like get too.
I don't want to jinx anything, but
Yeah, exactly.
I'm excited, and I'm excited for a great game of soccer, like, and it's it this is it this is there's no someone is walking away out of this game lifting that cup.
Like, just play good.
So it's just,
Like,
yeah.
regardless of what the scoreline is, play good. No shitty fouls.
I think
No, no,
Cavalry, they'll play.
no. On both sides, like on both sides, no shitty fouls. There's one player off Forge. Names won't be named. Kyle Becker.
I expect both
No,
teams are going to play good.
twatty, whiny football. Both teams. No complaining to the ref that, well, it was a penalty. And then, you're waving your friggin' hands, but then your team is like halfway up the pitch now because you're crying on the pitch that you didn't get a call going your way.
Yeah.
On and I say that for both
Yeah,
sides.
yeah,
No
yeah.
whining, no bitching, no nothing. Like, as play to the whistle.
Yeah. Well, that's been Cavalry's, that's been one of their mantras this season. I mean, they started it last season too, but like, just play to the
Yeah,
whistle,
exactly.
you know?
And I just want to see that from both sides.
Yeah,
Like,
oh
just
yeah.
play a good. And I've noticed that in the playoffs, the refs seem to be, they're letting a lot
Well,
go,
they're
which
letting teams
it's
play, and
letting play go on. Like,
as long as both teams aren't, really slugging it out or doing something really stupid, that's good. You just let them play, call what you have to, but yeah,
yeah,
it's
call what you have to, but on both
make sure they
sides,
don't
I
get
just I
too out of
want I,
hand, but
no fucking crying. Like, no, I hate when you watch a game, this goes for English Premier League too, any league, and they walk up to the ref like they're Oliver Twist. Oh, please, ref, and they got their hands and they're waving and doing
yeah.
hand, like, nah, screw off. Just,
Yeah. It's like just play.
yeah,
The
just
time
play.
you've wasted, you have to play that time anyways. And then
No
depending
bitching.
upon what team you are, maybe you don't want all that extra time. And it's like, well, maybe shit shouldn't have been fucking whined about earlier. But yeah.
Yeah, go out there, play a high intensity, good game of football. No bitching, no whining,
But I think it will be. Like it
and
has to,
that's it.
the game. For what this game is, it necessitates a well. It just has to be like this, because it's it. Like this is it. This is for all the marbles. This is for the prize. This is for that top prize. So it's, win and you get nothing, or win and you get everything. Lose and you get nothing, and you're gone. So it's, I think by that factor alone, it'll be a good. It'll be a good game. Like I expect a good game, and I think it will be. At this point, these two teams are, full of professionals, and again, like Tommy and Bobby, they're the last of the OG coaches.
Oh, and
You
I
know?
envision this game going one of two ways. Like, these games are always chess matches, and they're always very, very close. Like, it's
Yeah.
hardly ever that we're, like, I think So it was back in August, I do believe. It was at home at Atco Field. We beat Forge. Was it 3-1?
I'll say tentative yes because I don't have it in front of me, but yeah.
I got it. I'll search it up here. And I believe it was back in August. So we're going to go back to August. Boop, 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 boop. Yeah, it was at Atco Field. Oh, shit. Sorry. It was 3-0. So we beat them 3-0.
Yeah. Yeah, so
So,
Cavalry's done it before.
like,
They've done it this year even, so that's
yeah,
good.
so they're not an invincible team by nor
No.
no team is an invincible team,
No,
but
neither is Cavalry. And
yeah, so
both of these teams, whenever they play each other, it's always that
that
extra.
was a surprising, like
Yeah. Well, yeah.
getting a clean sheet against Forge, but then the fact that you just you put three beyond them or you put three past them is,
Yeah.
wait, what? Like, holy shit. Like, that doesn't happen
Doesn't happen often, not against
quite that
Forge.
often. So maybe they do that again on Saturday.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing, like the last
And you know this week both teams are going to be watching friggin' all the game film.
Oh, 100%.
So, it's so yeah, like I said, it'll go either one of two ways. Very close and no team wanting to make a mistake.
Yeah.
Or it'll just be chaotic as fuck. I'm kind of
What?
hoping for chaotic as fuck in a
Well,
good way.
yeah.
Like in a not in a every team is just playing willy-nilly and doing whatever the frig they want, but like high intensity. They don't give a shit if they well, they give a shit if they make a mistake, but it's kind of like maybe take a bit more risks or something.
Well, that's the thing. Like
You have nothing, you have
you have
everything
nothing.
to win and
You have everything to lose if you lose. So it's just, why not play maybe a little bit riskier if you're cavalry?
well, you get a little bit of a
You
break.
know?
So, if you hurt yourself a little bit, it's not that
Well,
bad.
just yeah, no career ending injuries,
Yeah, just don't be like,
but yeah.
I don't know.
It's
Well, I don't know what would be a career-ending injury, but like no
well,
friggin'.
something to do with knees. I don't know. Knees are pretty important, I feel like.
Yeah, it'll be sliding into people's knees, I guess, but
But
maybe you dive in front of a ball if it's going close to your net and you take a ball to the face that you normally wouldn't.
I mean, noses, whatever. Noses can be fixed.
That's right.
But yeah, it's going to be it's I think it's going to be an exciting match. It's definitely an exciting matchup. It's just the actual game itself. We'll see how it goes, but yeah, it's going to be like I'm excited. And it's just, I'm just, yeah, just, it has to be Forge.
Yeah,
Like,
of course. Like, it
of
can't
course,
be.
can't be anybody else. It has to be
Nope.
Forge. But yeah, this is it. It's going to be, well, it better be a good game. I think it'll be a good game. So, did we want to end off and just list off all the awards that are. So the award day is on
Oh,
Thursday.
yeah, shit. I forgot about that.
I got them all right in front of me.
Yeah, oops. Yeah, go ahead.
So where do you want to start with? Do you want to start with Golden Boot?
Sure.
So it's a tie for first with Ollie Bassett and Meyer Bevin of from Ottawa and Cavalry respectively.
I will say, like, I would have preferred if they would have found something to break that tie, because
Some sort of
I
a
don't know, like,
tiebreaker. Yeah.
yeah, joint award, just that's a me problem. Joint awards kind of bug me.
Yeah. Like, it's cool. Like, credit to both of them. They played a hell of a season. But yeah, it would have been cool if there was some sort of a tiebreaker. But then there's, I'll go to best Canadian U21 player. So there's, from Vancouver FC, James Cameron. Not the director of some great movies. From Valor FC, Mateo de Brian, Brienne, Brian, Brian.
Sure.
Anyways, and then Forge FC, Kwasi Poku. So that's your your best Canadian U21 for this year. Then you've got I'll go to Defender of the Year, or I'll go to Defender of the Year. And we've got Cavalry FC. You've got Dan Klomp
Hell yeah.
from Forge. You've got
Wow.
your Mandrakar James from Forge. And you've got from Halifax Wanderers, you've got Daniel Nimick, Defender of the Year.
Dan Klump.
Yeah, very biasedly, we're gonna go to we're gonna go for Dan Klomp.
Yeah, Dan Klump.
Golden Glove, so Keeper of the Year. You've got Marco Carducci from Cavalry, Tristan Henry from Forge, and you've got from Valor FC, Rayan Yesley. So you've got three nominees for gold for this year's Golden Glove. Then we've got Player of the Year, and
Gold
I'm.
Marco Carducci, of course.
Oops, hold on. Something happened with my iPad and it's wigging out here.
That's okay. I have it here. But yeah, so Player of the Year, you've got from Pacific FC, you've got Manny Aparicio. And then from Forge, you've got Kyle Becker from Pacific. Lorenzo Caligari. And then two cavalry players, Dan Klomp and Ali Moussi. I'm gonna go Dan Klomp. Dan Klomp is
So you think he, do you think he gets both?
I hope so. That would be sweet, because like
It's hard though,
Ali
like.
Moussi, I like Ali Moussi was great too, but just Dan Klomp, man, like he saved our butts so many times.
Well, Coach of the Year, you got a three-way battle. Halifax, Patrice Geyser, and then obviously, you know the last two, Bobby Spaniotis of Forge and Tommy Wilden Jr. of Cavalry.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, like Forge are in a final, Cavalry are in a final. They've also got finished first in the league.
Selfishly, it should go to Tommy Wilden Jr. And then, because for obvious reasons, but then for less obvious reasons, Cavalry were the first team to win the new Canadian Premier League Shield. I had to look at my shirt again. They were the first team to win that.
Yeah.
So you do it for that. And if it doesn't go to Tommy Wheeldon, I don't know. I mean, there's a very good chance it goes between either Tommy Wheeldon or Bobby Smyrniotis. But hell, give it to Patrice Geyser.
He well, that's the like Halifax, if you look at their season, like they
They played good.
well, not just that, but they quietly. Maybe not quietly, but I felt like it was a little bit quiet. They held their own. They were winning games, and that they got into third, and they almost got into second. And they were not highly rated at the beginning of the season, or at least as in just like the standings. Like they, I don't know if they had a slow start or a slow middle, but they certainly ended on a high note, despite. Like there was a couple games at the end that didn't go their way, but yeah, they had like Halifax had a solid season, maybe even like a like one of their best seasons. Like I have a lot of positive things to say about Halifax, especially in that future episode where we talk about different teams and some
Yeah.
speculation for the 2024 season. So yeah, like obviously if it wasn't I feel like it could be between Cavalry and, or it could be between Tommy Wilden Jr. and Bobby Smyrniotis, but yeah, I don't know. You can make a case for all three of them, which is great. So it's a three-way nomination that you can make a very good case for all three of them. Obviously, you can make a really strong case for Tommy Wheeldon Jr., but just gonna say you can make a good case for all three of them. So,
Yeah.
which is kind of good. That's what you want. You want not a clear winner. Having said that, I feel like we kind of have a clear winner with Tommy Wheeldon Jr. just by the season, and they were the first to in this new format to win the league and lift some silverware, and they've booked a spot to CONCACAF, so like they were the first to do that this year. So I feel like you can make a very, very, very strong case for Tom Wilden Jr., but we'll have to see. I guess what I'll say is, though, like no matter who wins that one, I think I can see it for all three of them. So it's not an award that I would be like, I would be happy for all three of them, like whoever wins. So yeah. So those are the, now that's Thursday. I don't know what time. I didn't see a time listed, so I don't know what. I'm assuming sometime in the evening or so. And then I don't know if it's on that day, but potentially the North Star Cup is also unveiled. Maybe not,
That'd be sweet.
maybe they held it to Saturday, but
I
there's a,
hope not. I hope the first look is when they bring it out on the field.
well, yeah, like I'd be happy with either. They could unveil the North Star Cup at the awards, and that's cool. Because they could make a big to-do out of it, and lights and maybe some cool light shows and lasers and all kinds of crazy shit. Or they can do it pitch side on the day, which is
Yeah.
also, also cool.
Yeah,
I you
you
can
don't get a look at it until the team that won it gets to collect it. That'd
Oh,
be the
okay.
best way.
Oh, I would think that they would have it
Even have a black bag around it,
like a
and
sheet or
when they're pre
something.
and then yeah, have some black thing around it, and then Mark Noonan makes a speech, and then he unveils it, then he lifts the bag off or something.
And this is
Then everyone
after the
sees it.
game's over.
Yeah, after the game is over and the team that won it
I mean, that'd be
is
cool. You
getting it.
like that's cool.
Yeah, no one sees it until then. I would like that. I think that'd be sweet.
That is cool. That's a fun way to do it. I feel like there's also an equally fun way to do it at the award show on Thursday, but I'm with you. That's a giant, like you could tease the fact that it's at the awards with the bag or the sheet or cloth or whatever's over top of it and never take it off at the awards. You just point at it all the time going, look, it's right there.
Yeah.
We're not showing you. That's cool too. Yeah. Hey, either one of those. I do like some of the, I do like the fun that the Facebook page has been having with it for Canadian Premier League. Just throwing out some fun designs that are obvious,
Oh yeah, like one
just
was like
like fun.
drenched in like maple syrup or
Yeah.
something.
One's like maple syrup and one is like 2 tons and it's like, I don't know how many stories tall and it's giant. And yeah, there's been some fun ones. So they're definitely having a good time with it. I think it looks like a cool looking trophy. Do you think it's silver or gold? What do you think?
Silver and gold.
I think it's silver. That's what I think. With some gold highlights like the Canadian
Yeah.
Premier League shield.
I think it'll look like the Canadian Premier League shield in
If it
terms
would.
of color. Like it'll be like gold and silver or silver and gold. However they do it, it'll
Well,
be those two colors.
so they were designed as a pair. So they're going to have some, there's going to be design elements in both. Like you're going to look at both and go, oh, these are a set. Like these go together. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I almost wonder if it's a cup. I also, how many sides does does that shield have? 13 sides. It has a side or a point or whatever for every province and territory of Canada. So
Yeah.
I wonder if the cup is also like a 13-sided cup. You know what I mean?
Holy shit, that'd be weird.
Which just means that it's not round. It's
Oh, yeah, I guess it'd be.
some super duper, I don't know what you call a 13-sided, I don't know what a 13-sided geometric shape is called, but Yeah.
Well, apparently, you know what? It's now I'm curious.
Okay. Yeah. Let's Google what a 13-sided geometric shape is called, if there
What
is one.
is a Ah, it's math. I'm sure there is.
There has to be. What do you
Oh,
think? Did
crap.
you find it?
Geometry.
I'm Googling it too. Let's see, 13-sided shape. Oh,
I guess
cool.
it's just called a 13-sided polygon, which is also called a holy shit, I can't say that.
I know, I saw the same words.
Tri
There's a
trisacdiagon.
So here's one. So there's two words, yeah.
Holy
There's
shit.
a tridecagon.
A tridecagon is
Tridecagon. It's a
that?
Tridecagon. Tridecagon. Tridecagon.
Sounds like a dinosaur.
Yeah, tridecagon. Yeah, tridecaganosaur.
Fuck, who names this stuff?
I don't know, mathematicians. But yeah,
God.
then there's the other one. The one that you were trying to say, Triskaidecagon.
Sure. That
Triskaid
sounds like a tr
Triskaidekagan.
That sounds almost like a transformer or
Yeah.
something.
Triskaidekagan. Huh. Or a 13
All
gone.
right, good gone. Yeah, it'd be a
13
yeah.
13 sided polygon.
Okay, to something something agon because it's
Yeah.
all like, you know, octagon,
Anyways,
hexagon.
I think it's a 13 sided
That.
cup. I think it's silver with some gold highlights. And then it's got two big handles. And I think it's maybe enough where you could put like several bottles of something in there and then get really wasted if you drink it all.
Yeah, just fill it with tequila and then just
What?
boom. Tequila. Tequila. It's
Oh.
what I call tequila.
Oh,
Tequila.
okay. I was like, wait, what'd you say?
Tequila.
Nice.
It's just like jalapeno is jalapeno.
Is there any
I
booze made
think.
of, is there any booze made, like liqueur made with jalapenos?
Oh, you can get like jalapeno vodka.
Okay, no, but
Or
not a,
are you looking for
I mean,
like an
like,
actual liqueur?
can you make an actual liqueur from jalapenos? I don't mean let's flavor up a whiskey or a vodka with jalapeno. Let's use jalapenos to make something. Like how you
Well,
make, what's tequila? Agave berries?
it's not a berry, it's agave, it's a plant.
Whatever. So it's agave. I always thought it was like some sort of fruit in there, like berries or something. Okay.
No, agave is a
But what's
plant.
juniper then? Is juniper berries? Are those,
Juniper is a type of
is that tequila as well? Isn't there a booze made with juniper?
yeah, juniper, that's gin, which is also a
Gin.
plant.
That's
Yeah.
okay. I was getting it confused with gin. Okay, so yeah, is there one made from jalapenos? Are you Googling it too?
Yeah.
I don't know why I want to know. I just want to know. These are the questions that we need to answer.
Well, there's a El Hispano jalapeno liqueur is a sugarcane alcohol made from molasses.
Oh, okay, there we go.
Fresh seedless jalapenos are then added to the tank with the alcohol to okay, after this maceration. Sure. The liquid is then filtered. The alcohol level is reduced to 30 degrees with pure water.
Does it say what its tasting notes are like? What is this stuff supposed to kind of taste like? Does it say? Like, is it strong? Is
Okay,
it
let's see here. It's
spicy?
30%.
Okay, so that's like your, I'm guessing that's roughly what everything else is.
Tasting ideal for twisting your cocktails.
Okay.
Okay, tasting notes. Earthy, jalapenos, and herbal.
Huh.
Oh, so that's the nose, your palate. Perfectly balanced between round, hot, spicy, and sweet notes.
Oh,
And then
wow.
the finish is long and spicy. So I guess it's like spicy and sweet because it's made with sugarcane.
Yeah. Huh. That's cool. Damn, I kind of want to try some. This
There we go.
sounds like it could be good. Look at that. We all learned something. We learned about math and we learn to vote.
Yeah, who's to say that we're not educational?
Yeah, you share this last 10 minutes with your with young minds who are inquiring to learn about 13-sided geometry. And
if you're over the age of 18,
can you make brews with jalapenos?
How to spice up literally your cocktails?
Yeah. Sweet. That's cool. Yeah, I think that's that.
Well, today's episode was brought to you by the letter the letter L for learning.
Yeah. And J for jalapeno.
Yeah, exactly.
And math.
But I think that's
I
think that's an episode.
Come and find us at the Rose and Crown next weekend.
Ship and Anchor.
That's right, Ship and Anchor. My bad. Rose and Crown doesn't exist anymore.
That's right.
I'll get the names right eventually. But that place. That's where we'll be. So yeah, come and find us. Come and say hi. Come and watch Cavalry FC versus Forge FC for the final. And
I think that's it.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
We'll see you all next episode after the final. Hopefully.
Yeah.
We're winners and it's a little bit more happier. No, just kidding.
Yeah. That episode is going to be one of two things. We're either going to be super duper, super happy or just pleasantly happy because, like I said, there's, you know, we do have some things to celebrate for this season. So it's just, we'll see what else we can celebrate.
That's right.
But thanks for listening. And have a good week.
Yeah. Have a good couple of weeks, depending upon when we record next. Have a good time, whatever you're doing.
Have a good time. Enjoy the Canadian Premier League finals. And we will see you next episode.
Yeah, we'll see y'all later.
Okay.
All right, we'll see you.
Bye.
Bye.